What? So I tried to beat you to it.
I know. Right. I was like, who's going to do this?
We're doing 39 episodes.
Episode 39. Wait, we're doing 39 right now?
In a row.
Like, in a row.
Yep.
That's like 39 hours.
We're going to recite every previous podcast that we've done
verbatim
in this one.
It would be very difficult.
I know. It'd be a weird time warp thing. But we have a special guest, and it's not David.
It's not.
He's an unspecial guest.
No, not very special at this point.
Paul. From Galactic Comics.
Galactic Comics and Collectibles.
Is Galactic Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah, I remember the Collectibles part. Don't
long,
forget
long
that.
Name. Long name.
To be fair, I've been staring at your logo for like the last like 45 minutes.
Right.
And I didn't see and Collectibles.
Yeah, that had to get added on later. But, you know, shout out for my wife on that one because she created the logo. I had my hopes of what I wanted to look like, but my art skills are somewhere around a 2-year-old or less.
That's so
funny. She was able to bring that about. So
basically you're saying you're better than I am.
I don't want to say I'm better, but we can compare later.
You should wait.
And everyone else will
it's bad.
Probably like, mock us.
Are we talking about length or girth?
Oh, that's a fair question.
Does it count if it looks like a cheese wheel?
Or depth. Depth. That brings a whole new aspect.
Yeah, that's weird. Yeah. I think that's liquid, though.
So, are we going to go lay in the snow for this? Or
we're going to have to after this.
So, Paul, probably the first question on our mind. What is it? What do you do?
What is it? What do I do?
What the fuck do you do, man? Why are you here?
What do I do? Absolutely nothing useful. Oh, right. That's right. So I'm slowly building an online comic store. Comics, figures, statues, collectibles, vintage, you know, you name it is the goal. Everything cool. The website will be coming. My website designer, Danny. Hey, Danny is probably working on it right now, unless he's watching his podcast rather than working. Get to work, Danny. So... online next, and hopefully within the next 5 years or so, we'll have a physical store here in Bangor.
That would be very cool.
That's sick. Cool. Yeah,
what does that mean for your current position?
My current position.
Try not to die.
Yeah. Try to fall out of the chair.
That chair sounds like it's going to let you go real quick.
No. Currently, I'm just hoping to stay upright for the rest of this.
Yeah.
Current position is right now I do work full time, and I'm going to be aiming to get done with that and turn Galactic Comics into a full time gig. So
that's very cool.
Isn't that the dream for everybody?
It's literally the ultimate goal of anyone. Just do what you like to do
to be self sustaining,
not what you're forced to do.
Exactly. Right? And I've done the forced to do deal for a long time. And it pays the bills. It keeps everything going
that's
on.
Right.
And it helped create Galactic Comics. And it was either comics or a professional hockey player, and not a single team's called me. So we're going comic-wise.
I've been deleting your voicemails.
Oh, damn it.
The
now we know where it
goes. The popular hockey team.
Right.
Patriots.
Good call.
Insert. No, I don't know.
You guys got nothing.
The Bears.
The Eagles.
The Bears. Yeah. No, we do not.
No, that's fine, because, if you're not Canadian, no one else knows.
That's true.
Nobody knows.
Well, we're honorary Canadians.
I do know, the only thing I know about hockey is the word Wayne Gretzky.
Yep.
But when he did that field goal after par four, it was over after that.
Yeah,
dude, that slam dunk.
I didn't understand when he took that foul shot from the penalty box.
The sports knowledge in this room right now is incredible.
Dude,
I am
amazing.
Blown away.
Yeah. What's the big trophy? The Stanley Kubrick?
Stanley
Kubrick.
So is it safe to say in all of the gaming you guys do that video games based on sports probably don't happen? I'm hoping.
What's that?
I own NBA 2K16, I'll have you know.
Oh.
But it came as part of the Humble Bundle.
Let me tell
you. With it.
Yeah. What is with it? Sport?
Right.
It was funny. Okay, so
here's... Sweating doesn't take place. That's...
Here's my extent of the sport thing on video games. Is one time I lived with a bunch of sport freaks. And I'm like, I have all these systems. I'll go out and buy a bunch of sports games these guys can play. I must have spent probably about $80. And if you go to anywhere and purchase sports games for video system, like for any sort of video game system, $80 is literally 80 games. Because they're dirt cheap.
Yeah. Unless it's the current year.
Yeah, you get everybody runs out and buys the current year. I mean, I can't tell you how many guys I know do that.
I picked up this Madden game and it just said, please just take me.
free.
please take me.
You know? That's really my extent.
I was at a party once and I set my drink down on a coaster and then I put my drink up and it turns out that it wasn't the coaster, it was NFL Blitz.
actually, NFL Blitz 2001 was one of my favorite sports games that I ever played. It's the only one that I, to this day, pretty much play.
To this day, I think right now, Kelly plays the game that can most closely resemble a sports game. You play a lot of racing games.
Yes. I guess you could resemble
that's really
that
it.
As some sort of
so,
sport.
Hey, you know what? You ask NASCAR if racing is a sport, they'll fucking
kill you.
They'll tell you all day. Yeah. They'll literally tell you all day.
They'll pull out their shotgun out of their truck and probably kill you.
That left turn on the car there is just a lot of work, man. Yeah. Did you try to get that steering wheel to go
I learned recently that they don't always take only left turns.
Yes. So occasionally they go
they
right.
They have like what is it called?
Road courses.
Oh, okay. So if you turn right, there's a wall there. I think. From
I mean, if you turn right, generally you have a tire down.
If you want, if you want an expert opinion, ask Dale Earnhardt.
That's true. Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
So I'm interested to talk about comics. We know obviously what they are.
Right.
We don't own comics.
Okay. To be fair, we don't. Dislike comics.
No, absolutely
we just don't know about them.
Don't know.
Well, kind of like tabletop gaming.
I know that it is a massive market.
Yeah,
in a lot of cities. I know that they turn a lot of them into movies and ruin it for a lot
fair,
of people.
A fair share. A so fair a lot of guys have seen a couple of the Marvel movies. Then
right. Yeah. So yeah. I mean, I've seen I think all of them except
Ragnarok.
One.
Sorry,
I haven't seen that yet.
No,
I haven't seen it.
Not
yet.
Good.
Okay. Is it a movie that's enjoyable? Absolutely. If you're a comic book fan and you actually read everything, you're like, wow, this is an abomination.
Yeah.
Wow. So
it looks like it was trying to be Guardians of the Galaxy. Right.
Basically, we walked out. My wife was like, "That was great." I'm like, "Oh my god."
Yeah.
You know,
you just don't understand.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
It's like
exactly.
Schrodinger's
Let me grab this
movie.
Body bag out of my trunk.
Hey, mean, what are you doing over there?
Nothing.
You know, enjoyment's sake, absolutely. You know, fun, but.
I know there are very rare comics. I'm curious, and I'm really curious. Do you have you gotten your hands on any of these super rare
any
comics?
Any of the super rares. None of the super rares. So they have what they call keys. A lot of guys are now going into keys. So it's, you know, your first appearances or your deaths or, you know, something like that. So I've had some of your minor ones, like Wolverine number one. That was a big seller. But it's not the first Wolverine. That was back in like the 60s. And goes for crazy money.
It's safe to say that originals, obviously, are
originals. You know, you're talking.
Like, I've got this like issue. I don't know. It's mint condition. Action Comics issue one.
Issue one.
Preparation cool. H would fix that for you, buddy.
I tell you, if you were sitting on that, or if I had that, I probably wouldn't still be doing the small scale Galactic Comics. Because I think the last thing I saw one of those selling was like around $1 million if it was mint.
That's I also wouldn't be announcing it live on Twitch.
Chump change.
That I have
Wait, you got a corporate
position.
Card, right?
Right, yeah.
Done.
Slide it.
Done.
Problem solved.
Couple, like 12 months from now, I could have that much.
I'm sure that'll
clear. $1 million or 18 bitcoins or 37 Atari tokens.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear the new cryptocurrency is from Atari?
No, really?
Yeah,
it's called Atari tokens.
Atari. Cryptocurrency.
Yeah. We kind of beat that into the last podcast, but yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought you might find that kind of funny.
Yeah, no, that's some old school stuff right there.
So, yeah, I can't answer. You can't really answer that. I guess you could. Okay.
I can try. Give comic questions, I can try.
Give Stop us a being ballpark, a tease and ask the give a fucking question already.
Give us a ballpark figure. Doesn't have to be exact.
All right.
The most expensive comic that you have passed through your hands.
Did I pass through my hands? Oh, geez. All right. So I just sold what's called a yellow label. So it's an autographed book. It's already sealed up. It was a 9.8, so it's considered perfect. That one moved for $100 last week. I've got some more coming in. I don't know if you... I mean, you guys must know Ninja Turtles, Kevin Eastman.
Yeah, of course.
I've got two yellow label Kevin Eastmans coming in. So those are graded books. They're autographed, and the autograph on them are COA. They're guaranteed. You know, this is legit. It's not, you know...
Paperwork.
Some guy in the basement, I swear. So,
paperwork comes with those? Is that how they do that?
Well, it's a fully sealed case, so the paperwork's kind of like enclosed with that case. It's all, you're done.
It's, so you
it's
a comic.
It's something you display.
It is the paperwork.
Yeah, it's a display. Yeah, you're not going to open it. You're not going to read it. You know, it's a, I want this for my collection.
Collectible.
You've got that artist piece to it. So, so right now, the Francesco Mattina was my big one that I just moved last week.
Yeah, Francesco.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Everybody knows him.
Good old Francesco.
Yeah, no, I know.
Classic Francesco.
You guys hang out with
him
on weekends usually.
Yeah.
You guys hang out with him on weekends usually?
Yeah,
first name
basis.
All the time.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yeah, Stan Lee's in the...
Yeah, I just loaned him $20. He never even paid me back.
That mother...
So there we go. So there's a good little story for you. I, being the giant comic nerd I am, my wife was awesome. I sadly missed Bangor Comic Toy Con last year. It was on my brother-in-law's wedding day. Bastard.
Oh, man.
Who gets married on con day?
Assholes.
I know.
That's just inconsiderate.
It really is. But the wife was awesome. She said, hey, tell you what, I'm getting you tickets for Boston Comic Con for your birthday.
Very cool.
Wow. So we went to Boston Comic Con. It was incredible. Stan Lee was there. I knew this was my last chance. I said, I'm getting a Stan Lee
autograph. Stan Lee?
The Spider-Man creator, the Marvel guy.
Oh, I hope you... I was hoping that you were going to talk about Stan Lee Tucci. whose unforgettable performance in The Devil Wears Prada was amazing.
I think you do need to get out a little bit more.
You do.
The Devil Wears Prada. If you're getting to the point that that's the last thing on Netflix to watch, you got to get out.
Okay, and I'm really surprised that you. That was a really good movie.
I'm surprised that you even watched that movie.
So you don't hate him on Devil Wears Prada.
You even watched that movie because you're wearing flannel.
Yep, I retract that statement.
It's about to be redacted. Kelly, do you read comics at all? Like, at all?
Maybe when I was a little kid. Little bit.
What are you trying to say, Kelly?
Enough.
You want to go, bro? Paul will fucking throw you down,
How
man.
How dare you insult my comic collection that doesn't exist.
I'll insult that any day.
I tried to get into comic collecting back when I was living in like my shitty one-bedroom apartment. I gotta tell you, though, if you do not have money, that is a terrible thing to start.
Yeah.
Is collecting
I believe
comics.
That because, I mean, I've seen some comics move for money. I mean, even $100 for a...
Yeah.
A comic, it's insane.
It's nothing compared to what some
I can relate
pay.
To picture books.
And you start, well, that's understandable.
I can relate to picture books.
And you start trying to keep up with stuff on a weekly, monthly basis, and it will bankrupt you in a hurry.
That's
know?
Crazy.
But at the same time, you find something you like, you get it, you start collecting it.
That's the thing, though. Like, sometimes, like, with us, it's like, what are you collecting that? Like, comics, to me, it seems strange. But it's not so strange, because it's no different than collecting, let's see, pop filters, or... pop filters, pop figures
coming soon to your auto parts store. Pop filters,
yes.
You can get them. We seem to
come
have
see
a
my
nice collection
of pop filters.
Filters.
I
we have like
one
five.
Right here. It's around
everywhere. There's one sitting right here that I'm not using.
This one's got a strange bendy thing on it.
Right. So
does that make it more collectible at this stage?
Which I probably.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With the bendy. I
when, it when it stops bending, it'll probably lose some value.
They make a pill for that too.
They do make a pill
that
for that.
That is true.
It's this one.
Or if it bends too much, you might have to have surgery.
He likes to be fully prepared. Tony
if it
does.
Bends too much, you can call yourself Gumby.
Or
if it doesn't bend
while.
Too much, yeah. You can call yourself Gumby. Yeah. Basically, I'm saying your name is Gumby now.
So I definitely understand why people collect things like as far as comics, because like for me, I collect video games and I collect systems.
Right.
Okay. So
someone up there is using emotes.
Because it's Lumythica. Hi, Lumi.
What's up,
Lumi? Sketch. So I do understand it. Everybody's got their kind of thing. My girlfriend,
you get your interest.
Books. She likes her books.
Yep. Dude, for me, it's music. I collect CDs. Yep. Like I, follow thousands of bands.
And it gets expensive, doesn't it?
It is very expensive.
Video games get very expensive.
And
too.
I also collect
Same
video
concept.
Games too. So I have two things that basically render me broke a lot of the time. So.
Well,
so
realistically, if not, you're collecting money, and who the hell wants that?
I collect stray cats.
There are people out there that do that.
I know that. Exactly.
Wait, where is the rest of your collection?
Wouldn't you like that?
I would, actually.
It's classified.
Classified. So
the only thing you shouldn't collect, though, is you shouldn't pull a Buffalo Bill. If you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
Yeah.
Put lotion on the skin,
yeah,
or else it gets the
bad
hose again.
Thing to collect is people's skin.
Do you love me? Could you ever learn to love me? Anyway,
can I say I am a little nervous because I don't know how many people know actually my physical location or where I am right now. So, with this conversation and with him with his pill, I'm getting a little nervous.
I'm going to tell you right now, two people know where you are right now. Besides us.
Two people, and actually one of them is on their way here.
Okay, I should have used a safety word before I started this.
So, the comics. Okay, so you do the comic thing, but you also do something else. Do you also do
we
the
do,
collectible
doing
part?
Doing the collectible part. So, all of your figures, all your statues, including video game ones. I'm doing, getting in some pops going around Street Fighter, some
That's
of the Street
cool.
Fighter vintage figures,
yeah.
stuff like that.
I might
a couple
have to come
those.
Over and check out your.
Eric yeah. might like that.
He doesn't
he
have
like
a physical
Fighter?
Location. Dingus.
Well, I know, but he, I feel like I have a little bit more of an in
yeah,
on
yeah.
him.
The physical location is on the works, and if you know me real well, you can probably swing by and dig through the massive amount of collection that's trying to go out. So
I heard a story. Well.
Yeah.
I heard a story at my work about something that happened to you at your home.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I feel like it's safe, and it goes right along with what we're talking about. I heard that you made a large purchase of a bunch of figures.
I did.
And
I did.
It was kind of overloaded your home
with
so much stuff. And I'm more concerned how your wife took it. She was okay?
She was actually pretty happy with it. Yeah, okay. You know, God love her. She's pretty tolerant and puts up with it.
So deal was good.
The deal was amazing. In fact, I just completed my second deal.
Wow.
So my man cave is it's in the back, and it's always known that, hey, you know, whatever I got putting in there is no problem, and it keeps kind of spilling out more and more so. But yeah, if you guys look at my Facebook page, Galactic Comics and Collectibles on Facebook, the front page there is my oldest daughter in front of it. She was she was stoked.
Just I saw that yet. No? I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, it's up there. I filled up the dining room table just with all of the figures that came in.
That's crazy.
Wow.
But we got more coming in, and I have a good video game buyer on me right now that picks up a lot of the video game stuff that I move, the vintage stuff. I'm always trying to keep an eye out for it. I did a huge move on Vintage Video Game Guide, and these were like old school Super NES stuff. That came through, and that's actually where I met him. That's Josh. His name's Josh. He's down east guy, and having to hook up with him, and he's like, "Oh, dude, these are killer. Keep an eye out." So I'm always getting more buyers in and trying to find out what niche these guys want and try to keep up with it.
Yeah, it can be very difficult because it does change.
It does. I've got another great buyer that does World of Warcraft, but he wants specific World of Warcraft stuff. And I'm like, oh, World of Warcraft comics, that'll be easy. It's not. You go on eBay and there aren't even very many. It's a bitch to find those things.
So it's kind of like a very niche.
It is, yeah. You know, there's a very small group of it out there. But what I've seen of the stuff, it's awesome. If, you know, if you're into doing World of Warcraft stuff, it's great. They have some really famous artists that did the work.
It's cool because, I feel like some people are just going to be naturally, geared towards, that kind of profession. Because not only is it, the act of, finding these, but it's, kind of like the thrill of the hunt. It's looking for them.
It is. It's awesome. My hope is to be able to turn this into my own real life American Pickers one day. Or they had a show on a Toy Hunter where the guy was out digging through everybody's stuff, barns and everything else, to find all these old vintage toys that, you know, were lost in the world.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Happened.
It's fun.
That's what happened. You remember how
picturing you in a detective. With a magnet.
You think so? With the magnet? I could probably pull that off.
Do you remember how excited I was when I found Brave Friends from Musashi? I spent 5 or 6 years trying to find this damn game.
Yeah.
I finally found it after that long.
It's killer, isn't it? When you find that thing, because I've been collecting for years. I've been doing it.
You can thank 3D Games for that.
Yeah, thank you very much, 3D Games.
Love 3D Games.
Yeah, 30 games.
Okay, all right. They're bringing that back up. I thought it said 30 games, and it clearly did not say 30 games. It was 3D games.
Okay, so that's reading is a low level. That's why the comic books don't quite interest you, Dave.
Right.
You know, the pictures are good, but
sometimes with the glasses, he still has
sometimes
a hard
words
time.
Are hard.
You know what? First of all, it was far away, and second of all,
I couldn't read the giant banner.
The 3 and the D were squished so close together that it just looked like it. Fuck you guys.
You're going to get 3Ds later. I was halfway through. I'm like, should I be saying this? And then I'm like, I'm already halfway through it. I might as well keep going.
You're fine. So, the collectibles. Again, the same question as before.
Yeah.
What was the most expensive one that you've moved, and what was it?
Man, most expensive collectible I moved thus far. Oh,
because I know some of those can get pretty pricey.
Oh, they are. Yeah, you know, and it's hard because I'm sitting here thinking, what have I bought so far? You know, because some of the stuff I've had and what I've spent on it. I'd probably have to say that would have been a complete pack. It was a Cyclops Dark Phoenix. That one went for $50 so far. I managed to get another one of those in.
Wow.
I'm trying to think. Some of the Builder figures, you do the completed Builder figures. Some of those go for huge money. So you got to get out there and you get the guys that are doing 6 or 8 figures, and each one comes with the one piece. And, you know, you build some of these guys. The old school ones, Sentinel from the X-Men. I don't know if you guys know. Giant robot, kills everybody.
Yeah.
You're talking $125, $150 all easy.
Wow.
And sometimes more than that. You know, you get the right buyer in good condition. But
Trying to find, what was it, Molag Bok? Was it Molag Bok? I can't remember.
Molag,
I think it was Molag. Molag. From Final Skyrim, Molag, to go with my I have a what is it, Alduin, and I wanted to go with that, but I ended up.
Are you sure you're a fan of the series? Because you seem to be questioning a lot of the names.
All right, first of all, my memory is fucked. We all know that, so I have to bits and pieces. I have to put it together. So I was trying to find that, and it was $175, and I'm just I can't spend that much on something like that. But my brother ended up giving me one.
Well, that's always a killer.
After a while, that was great.
That's always a killer.
Thank you, Jake.
And that is one of the things I'm trying to do for everybody, too. you know, I'm trying to keep my price as low as I can because I've been a collector for years. I know what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, you know how. You know,
and I don't want to be that guy that's like, hey, I'm charging that extra dollar just because I can. It's, you know, realistically, what can I get it for? What can I invest in it? And
right.
What still keeps the lights on and the business growing.
Right.
But help out everybody I can the best.
So what would you have to say is your favorite comic or collectible that you've ever gotten in that you're sad that you had to sell?
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, something that you kind of wanted to keep
That's
yourself.
That's a great question.
You wanted to hoard
that,
it?
That regretter move? That one that I was like, yeah. Oh, man, that went fast. I just had a, back to Francisco Mattina, it was Dark Knight's Metal number one.
Mm.
And it was a duel of his. So I had the both color and the black and white. And actually, I was getting up. I got up that morning and said, you know what? I've had it posted for a while. That's it. It's coming down. Keep mine. You know, I was asking a good price on it. And I came down and I turned the computer on and there it was, sold. I try not to pay myself too much. I try to make sure that everything's growing the business. And I said, you know what? I'm keeping these. These are mine. And they were gone.
They were gone. Yeah.
They were gone.
Yep. That sucks. Cause like,
it's a bummer. So that's one of those things you may never find.
You may not. They sold out. I mean, you know, Dark Knight Metal is sold out. It's a huge series going on right now for guys that are into Batman. They've created a ton of new characters with it. And it's pretty awesome if it's somebody that wants to get into reading something right now that's out there. The idea that Batman's been pulled to an alternate dimension and replaced by a pile of evil, like, nightmare versions of himself. And everyone's trying to stop him. So they created, I mean, it's the idea of an evil Flash, which, I mean, you kind of have with Reverse Flash, but it's got the Batman-ness to it.
There's, like, eight of them, though.
Yeah.
Like, eight evil Flash. It's getting confusing.
The man who laughs that looks like the Joker with the Batman suit on, and he's got, it's kind of like the Michonne idea, where he's got all of these deranged little Robins on his leash, and they're all, like, zombified. I mean, the stuff for the artwork's
sounds
awesome,
pretty cool.
And it's pretty cool, you know, if you want to get into that kind of stuff. You know,
see, I hear, like, you know, whispers, and, like, yeah, I mean, the people that I know that are into comics.
You should go to a psychologist if you're hearing whispers, man, like.
But I shouldn't, because I know they're you whispering to me when I'm in bed.
Yeah, that's
kind of accurate. Different when you're awake.
Wow, that's disturbing.
And then it gets even weirder when he whispers, I killed Mufasa. And I'm just like, all right. But
that's how he wakes up every morning.
What was that? Batman the Killing Joke.
Oh,
I hear.
That was one of my ones that moved. I had managed to get in a huge, huge collection I bought. I'm still digging through. It was like 1,400, 1,500 books.
Wow.
That was the other one I dragged home. The wife was like, where is all this going? But in that was a Killing Joke. And I had the first print, issue one. That is a fantastic book with the Joker.
How do you store all of those when you get these gigantic, gigantic lots of
books? You know,
books.
You've seen Hoarders.
Yes.
It's very similar.
Very similar.
It's very similar. You know, everything goes into boxes. You do your comic boxes, and I try like hell to organize, you know. You gotta keep that stuff dry. You gotta do everything dry. Everything's gotta stay mint. You gotta get it good. And this was a hard one because it was 1,500 books at once with no order, complete chaos. So it was getting the boxes out and trying to even start with, this is Marvel, this is DC, and this is independent, to even get a baseline, because there was so much of it.
That's so funny.
That sounds like a task and a half.
Yeah, it is. You know, if you're going to put the work in it. But being a giant nerd, it's like, hey, what the hell?
That's the way it is.
That's exactly.
That's what I do with my music.
You make these sacrifices, and you just, if that's what you want to do, you do it.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, same sacrifices that we make here, and all this space that we're losing in our living room for this, and... You do what you got to do.
You do what you got to do.
Even though we're sitting in a 23 by 25 foot room, it's pretty
all
big.
The cables.
I was gonna say, actually looking around, I'm like, man, I wish this was my cave because I could really use some space right now.
Yeah,
spacious room.
I'm working. The wife and I have been discussing trying to reset some of the house a little bit because of my man cave. So I've got all my personal collection stuff is blending in with what's for sale. And I'm, you know, if I do have people that I know, hey, can I swing by? And how much is that? I'm like, oh, that's mine. Not happening.
Yeah.
Sorry, man.
Yeah,
but then it's kind of like, well, I could.
Right,
there's an interest for this.
There's an interest for it. Yeah, and that's when comes the okay. You want one of these? Let me see when I can find another one. But it helps because you get buyers interested in other things, what they're looking
for.
Honestly,
actually sounds like a kind of good idea. Display your own things so people know what's out there.
This is what I like. Do you think it's cool? Do you want me to find you one or something similar? Yeah. you know,
basically just playing practical jokes on the customer.
Right. Oh,
hey, that looks really like interesting.
You can't have that.
That's
here.
Not
one.
For sale.
Well, yeah. A new game it's called, like a 1 in 150 chance that I can find you one.
You can't have that action figure, but I got some forks.
See the one that was on clearance last week that no one wants. I do have this one.
Yeah, I have some used tampons. Would you like those?
Somewhere in the world there's a market for it, and
why
that's what's scary.
Why do you have used tampons?
That's a very good question.
What the fuck?
I steal them from the women's bathrooms.
Oh, shit. That's funny.
You know, there's personal collections, and then there's just you. And I think that goes into the you area.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not.
That's in the My Strange Addictions category. Yeah, right. You guys ever seen that show?
No.
Oh, my God. I got a quick story.
Is that it's the one where people
crazy.
People like
yeah, I've seen
people
it.
People like marry he like eats. Stuffed animals and stuff.
That's creepy stuff.
Dove, what are you
we
doing?
We probably should get the
cat,
off the table.
Yep. The cat's here.
Hi. Hi, buddy. You want to be on my lap? Come on.
So there the cat has pole. Decided to come join us on the table. He's usually not allowed up here, so we're going to just kick him down real fast. There.
Which one of the strings is this
there's
exactly?
There's his butthole in the camera.
In my camera, specifically. Like, just directly that way.
I apologize to anybody
this
that
is like the second
that.
Time today this has happened.
Dear Twitch TOS, that is not porn, I promise.
Okay, so back
to somebody.
And if it is, dear help, God help us. That is terrible. Yeah.
Back to the My Strange Addictions. It's this show where people like have strange addictions to eating things, like textures of things. There was this one episode where this lady like had a strange addiction to eating used diapers.
Wow. I could actually help supply that at my house with the munchkins
that
running around.
That was the Winter House Gaming podcast.
Like, she would eat.
Yeah. That's the end. You just railroaded the whole podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. Silence at that.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, isn't that? I heard about that from someone at work the other day, and I figured I'd share
you guys
it
have the wrong conversations.
Yeah. Great.
I like, think I have the right ones.
I don't know whether to just pretend you didn't say it or call the cops on your company.
Both.
That's disgusting.
I'm overworked and underpaid. Please call the cops.
Now that's all I'm thinking of. All right, I don't want to think about that. Yeah.
Anyway,
get us off a different topic. Let's move on.
All right. So, you know, being a gaming podcast, we would be remiss if we didn't at least talk about a little bit of gaming.
Yeah, we can do that for sure. We'll get Paul back into it after his hiatus from having children and a wife and life.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
Paul,
well, it happens periodically.
I know you said that you don't do a lot of gaming.
I do. Yeah, not a lot, a little bit.
I mean, but you know, with this topic, I mean, Nintendo Direct just happened. Big stuff happened in the world
what
of gaming.
Nintendo Direct is.
Nintendo Direct is basically just kind
it's
of
like a
you ever heard
minute.
Of E3?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of just like a mini E3. But just Nintendo, where they just kind of showcase new stuff that they're working
on. It's kind
on
of a funky name for it. You think they would do something a little more catchy.
Right.
And it's very short.
I don't know. They're directly
they
showing things to you.
No, I know, but Nintendo Direct sounds like PS Now.
Yeah. Right. I'm waiting for, like, is this another system coming out? Is this into the,
anyway,
you know, your instant gaming?
Apologize.
Yeah, so let's hook it up. What do you got?
So, new Super Smash Brothers was announced for the Nintendo Switch.
Yep. That's coming.
I assume you've heard of.
Oh god, yeah.
It's big.
Do you get requests for those amiibos a lot?
Well, you know what? Here was my really, really sad disappointing thing was when I picked up the giant lot of GameCube games and found the old Smash Brothers GameCube in there. Case is mint. Open it up. No game.
No game.
Someone will buy the case for like $5.
Yeah,
the case moved. I mean, you know, there's guys that are looking for them, and through all the GameCube games, I was digging through them, and you had, you know, one's got Zelda on the front, you open it up, and it's basketball.
Oh, gross. Oh. I hate when that happens.
Give it about 3 years, and they're going to be coming out with Zelda basketball.
Zelda basketball.
Yeah, because
when
they
we
announced
officially
a new Mario Tennis
out of ideas, we're moving on to Zelda basketball.
Oh well, there's already Hyrule
Please
Warriors,
don't.
The just Dynasty Warriors ripoff.
Or that
with
fucking,
Zelda.
That stupid bridge portal game.
Ugh. Oh, yeah.
Can't talk about
it. So continue with your Nintendo Direct, Tony.
A lot of these is, I mean, they're popular, like Mario Tennis Aces. Obviously, big seller, day one purchases for all of us.
Yes. How did you know?
New WarioWare game. I was into WarioWare for...
Wait, WarioWare?
You know, yeah, you ever heard of WarioWare?
No, what the hell is WarioWare?
It's like
I know Wario. I mean, I'm
Wario.
A lifetime Mario Carter.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, WarioWare is basically... it's Mario Party, but instead of mini, it's like micro games. It's like maybe quick 5-10 second games where you had to like shake the Wiimote really fast to something happen.
Pass.
Yeah.
It is fun. Like, it is.
It will never beat Fusion Frenzy.
I see that as a drunken game that ends up being fun until it turns into a fist fight.
Have you ever played Fusion Frenzy?
Yeah. You're drunk, it goes flying, hit somebody else.
Yeah.
Why don't
you throw that at me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is something the coffee call for at 2 a.m.
Detective Pikachu.
Stop. We're going to stop this segment right now.
No, we're not.
I'm getting angry.
Can I say, as a non-gamer, this still does sound like it's going downhill fast.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're railroading this whole situation.
Yeah.
Winter House Gaming is crumbling.
I was looking forward to this. Like, is he building Nintendo Direct? I'm like, what do we got from Nintendo?
Now I want to leave.
Yeah,
I don't want to be here anymore.
This is sad.
Okay, give us something good, man.
As an old school Nintendo guy, this is sad.
Okami HD.
No, pass. One more time. One more time, and we're done.
One more chance.
The Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy is coming to Switch.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on.
That's strange. On. I don't care about that at all.
But... No, hold on. That leaves a whole other question that I think is very important. And I feel like we've talked about it before. Exclusives on systems. But what happens if they start taking the exclusives away from systems and putting them on everything else?
Oh, Crash Bandicoot's already been on Xbox.
Well, I know, but they're like, I mean, realistically, it's kind of been a PlayStation thing. I mean,
beforehand.
It really has. But now they're pulling it and putting it on everything else.
That kind of ruins the label, you think.
Right.
I mean, that's got to break it down.
Yeah.
I mean, personally, so growing up with Nintendo, you know, I have always loved Zelda. I've played most of the Zelda games. You know, I don't want to all of a sudden see Zelda out for the PS4 or, you know, Mario Kart coming out for Xbox. It would just be horribly disappointing. Like, come on, man.
It almost ruins it.
Yeah, it kind of does.
That
right?
was kind of the idea.
It kind of does.
You know, where I was going with that, it would almost ruin the name. But anyway, go ahead.
That's pretty much it.
Okay, well, there's Nintendo Direct in a nutshell.
Other news, this might actually make some people really mad.
They had a whole event on just that stuff?
No, there's other stuff, but I didn't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
I sense a feeling there, and it was hurt.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it happens.
There might be more feelings hurt by the end of this.
Oh, God. Go ahead.
Fortnite has been announced for Android and iOS.
I don't care. Move on. Fortnite's fucking garbage.
I'm not a huge Fortnite fan. You've seen Fortnite, obviously, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've seen like pictures of it or whatever. Yeah, or even maybe played it, unfortunately.
I just figured that it would infuriate Tony. So
so the topic needed to be brought up.
Yes.
It really does.
Understandable.
But anything going to mobile is a very tricky situation.
And they say that it's gonna be linked like for players.
It's gonna be a cross save and all stupid.
Is it really
shit.
That enjoyable though? I mean, ultimately, I mean, I mean, anything that gets linked that you're doing on your Android, I know I've got a buddy of mine that plays a lot of games, and he says, oh yeah, they just came out with the Android version of it. And you start looking at it, I'm like, this doesn't seem like that much fun. You know, if they're doing the joysticks on screen, that just is awkward. It sucks.
I think
no matter what, it kind of just kills it. I mean, it's a great. I have time to kill while I'm sitting here for 2 minutes, but other than that, you're
mobile
God give me something else to do.
Mobile games are weird. They're weird.
I've never really been one.
There are people that stream that mobile games, though. So, I mean,
really?
there is a market for it, and if you have a controller, I guess it'd be all
right. Right.
You can hook PlayStation 4 controllers into phones, can't you?
I don't know.
But why the hell do you want it? I mean, realistically.
Yeah, I mean,
if you have to travel, there's so many better gaming travel systems out there.
There
you
are.
Know?
Like
I mean,
the
look
Switch.
At the Switch alone. Look at the Switch alone.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like that would be the only way that would be enjoyable if you can, like the whole cross play thing going to Switch, because you just take it with you. If I'm sitting here playing PUBG and I save it and then transfer it over to Switch and then go, I could keep playing. So that is a good idea.
You know, you got a trip, you know, you got downtime, it's something to do. But...
mobile is weird.
Yeah.
Did you look like you were going to say something?
Nope.
Okay. I don't think they should move a lot of games over to mobile at all.
Yeah,
I think it's very
weird.
Square Enix did that one day. Like, they just
do
all
it
of a
all
sudden.
The time.
They all of a sudden had like a shit ton of games that were going over to mobile.
Yeah.
And they were twice as much as they were on console. Like $20 for, I think there was a Final Fantasy game for like $20.
Well, that's a huge, huge game out there though. But at the same time, how does that do as a crossover?
Yeah, that's true. But they did do Final Fantasy 15 mobile, the Pocket Edition.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
It was actually, I played a little bit of it. It actually wasn't super bad. Like, it wasn't horrible.
It's not super bad.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's not been sold on me that I actually want to spend any time on
this. Right.
You still have what?
It's not super bad.
I still have to beat regular 15.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't beat that yet?
No.
You played it quite consistently for a while.
Yeah, I remember
did.
That.
I thought and you then I got playing. To the last boss, and then this is when I had the Xbox version. I got to the last boss and I could beat him, and then I sold my Xbox. Had to sell my Xbox for some reason.
Oh yeah.
Got my PS4. Got it for PS4, and then I'm like, well, I've already been through basically the whole game.
Why would you want to replay?
Why would I want to go through it again?
It sucks. Yeah.
But now, like, I'm forgetting like, everything that happened, so if I play it again now,
might be worth it.
Basically, like a new game.
I have it on Xbox. You could always just finish it.
Yeah.
That last guy.
Yeah. So let me ask you guys. let me ask you guys this, because this brings up one of my thoughts is like, you know, I've got those games. You know, Arkham Origins. I was nearly done with Arkham Origins, being the giant Batman nerd that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Almost had it done. PS3 crapped out.
Went
to the PS4. Origins has never come out. So I haven't been able to finish that one. I need to get off my ass and finish Arkham Knight. So let me ask you guys.
That was an excellent
I think
game.
I know where your
that
question's going.
So let me ask you, what's each one of your, you had your game. What's one of your game there that you're like, damn, I wish I could finish that, or I need to go finish that, or everybody's got those ones you sit on. You know, that one game that was
every game I own right now.
These guys have too many.
Oh my God. There's so many things that are like half done.
Right.
And you just move on to something else. I mean, basically pick one.
Right. Because I know one of my friends is a completist that he literally has to beat it to the point that he's got every single trophy done. And I when I play games with him, we're playing, we play like Borderlands or something, we get together and do that online. Yeah. And I'm sitting there like, Jesus, how much time have you invested in
this? That way on Ubisoft games, like Far Cry and Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Assassin's Creed was the last one I had 100% in. I'm like 3% away.
36 minutes into the podcast. Far Cry. David talks about it.
I'm so excited though. I can't help it.
Both excited about it. I'm so excited. But for me, I need to finish The Witcher 3.
Yeah,
I hear you. It's hard. I know you're in the same boat.
I have it on PC. That's what I originally bought it on. It runs great on PC. It looks amazing, fantastic. I had to put a few mods on it to make it a little bit more playable, a little bit more accessible. I had to make a mod that lets you can level up at a decent rate, except for 9 hours to gain half a level.
Also, the thing about The Witcher, too, is like if you miss a certain like item that you're supposed to have to defeat a certain kind of monster, you're not going to be able to like defeat that monster. So, and it won't let you go back unless you have that save. Sucked. So about The Witcher 3 is it has these items that you need, and if you don't have them, then you're just basically fucked.
And then you just invested all this time for nothing.
Exactly.
That sucks.
Oh,
a poor construction, really, in some respect.
Two games, actually, right now that I just thought of because I looked over and thought. Mafia 3, I really want to finish that. And then I also want to finish Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah. I heard Sleeping Dogs was good.
I need to finish The Last of Us.
Yeah. It's very fun.
I've been playing that.
Okay, so I got my PS4 with The Last of Us, and I started
The Last of Us.
I started, and you guys are probably going to hate me for this one.
I already hate you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I know where this is
going. I was really, really disappointed. Because I was stoked, I was all excited, and I was really disappointed.
What were you disappointed about? Because I can hear you out.
Get the bell.
Okay, all right. All right, so I'm in for like, I don't know, I like the games that are realistic and you're building. So he's building, you got next to nothing. You got to go scrounge. I love that idea. I love the survival deal. So
what was that? One more time.
So here you are. I've got a fucking beer bottle I can smash somebody with. I got 2 rounds left. And you, the first guy you encounter, some asshole coming at you with like 100 rounds, he's shooting at you galore. Now you finally get down there and kill him. He's got a bullet left. What was he counting? How the hell did he manage to shoot at me 100 times? I finally get there and kill his ass with whatever I can find, like a brick.
And he's got one bullet. Left.
I'm like, come on, man. Give me something. If you know, have a
I'm gonna
realism.
Give you a hint. It's a video game.
I demand better. I demand better.
Okay,
you can only suspend your disbelief so long.
The thing that got me with that game is the fighting mechanics. They're just very clunky.
Yeah.
And especially if you look at Uncharted 4 in comparison, Uncharted 4 is so smooth.
Right.
But also, we're talking about a PS3 game as opposed
and we're also talking
to
about Uncharted.
A PS4
right.
game.
Right.
And yeah, Uncharted,
which is
glorious.
Actually one of my games, like one of my
amazing.
Series that I have to go back and finish.
To go back.
Oh, I love Uncharted.
Uncharted 4 is, it keeps you on the edge of your seat, and it's fucking
He
crazy.
Needs to go
Those
back and finish the whole lot of
Prey.
Them.
I need to finish that.
Yeah. Wait, in fact,
I thought
you
did.
Bring that
I
up,
didn't.
That is another
I'm
game
like,
that I mentioned.
Maybe
my PS3
like
shit the bed on me now.
It's
like almost done with both
no
the Uncharted games I had on my PS3
They don't
for that.
Give you any direction where you have to go.
Yeah, and I got the flash of Light of Death.
walking around for like 5 hours. And that, I'm like, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do.
It sucks.
Now and they don't tell you, they don't give you a hint. Right?
Nothing. I think it'd probably be worth it.
It is. I'm going to get that in a couple of days, probably.
Now, and, you guys are so weird. 5.
I thought for sure you finished that, and I'm freaking out over here about it. I have no idea why.
So here's a little pop for you. There's another one I'm doing. Actually, I forgot to mention. When my website gets done, I get my vending stuff done.
Okay.
Board games will be incoming. Oh, so I've got friends of mine. We get together. We do game nights usually once a month. You know, we all have kids, but we turn them loose and throw out a bucket of candy on the floor.
Yeah, just put food, put food and water.
Change a litter
of shiny
box.
Things on the floor.
Go find these. You'll be fine.
Change a litter box and they're fine.
Yeah, they're fine. A couple hours. Everything's good. So we do the game nights here with board games and everything. I've got those coming. Do you guys do much board gaming?
We don't do a lot, but we just played one night. Ultimate Werewolf, and it was amazing.
Oh my god, one night Ultimate Werewolf blew my mind.
All right, see, now that's one I haven't heard, because I thought when you guys were talking about, what was it, The Witcher, where you couldn't upgrade, and I just played a game that was similar to that. It was, I think it was called Dragon Hunt, I want to say, and for a board game, and you were going through that, and it was the same damn thing, because it was like one that you were...
Like if you missed something, you couldn't progress.
Right, you're competing against one another, but also working as a team to try to beat the game itself, you know? But going through it, we found, and you went through dungeon steps, and we went into the second dungeon. You were pretty well screwed. Everything there was going to kill you. There was no way you were going to ever build your character. So it's frustrating when you play those games and you see that, you know, the game,
Witcher
video game side, the board game side, if they don't get
those
steps done right.
Right.
You know.
That's crazy.
Maybe realistically playing again, we could find a better way.
You know what I'm going to need you to do?
Mm.
Is I'm going to have to get in contact with you, because I want you to stay on the lookout for a couple PS2 games. That I've been looking for, and I cannot find them.
I can do that.
The old PS2 dot hack games, because those were amazing. I can't find them anywhere. There were four
very
of
rare.
Them.
Yeah,
and I beat the first one, and then like the rest of the next three just stopped existing.
Couldn't find
one of those collectible things that you would have.
And those are the things I try to keep, you know, and I have a lot of buyers like that I keep that list out and I try to keep an eye out for, because I try to hit as many places as I can. I look through stuff, you know, you take the time to try to find connections for these things. You know, and then the other part, you know, you are trying to find stuff for a reasonable price, because, you know, somewhere out there, you know that game's out there and the guy's going to charge you a fortune because he knows he's got it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the hard part.
He knows you want it. So he's like, how much?
You
said
if you're contacting me, I know I can.
How bad do you want
this guy over?
I was surprised on how, you know, like even just that Brave Venture game, I was surprised at the price I got it for after trying to find it for so long.
Dude, yeah, because that game is pretty damn rare.
Under $100, and that was great.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I did the book collection of all the Super NES games, I did the entire set for $125. I know there was easily $500 there, but I said, it's not my deal. I want to move to another collector. I didn't have that much invested in it. It was amazing the amount of guys that were, you know, thinking I didn't know what I was doing, try to teach you for that one book that they know is $150 by itself. And, I'll give you $25 for that one, because it's, you know, you're only asking $125 for everything. I'm like, you know, I'm not stupid. I know what I got. I'm trying to help out another collector. This isn't my gig, so you know.
Yep.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So do you watch like any game shows at all?
Do I watch game shows?
Yeah.
Not so much game shows, but
what's your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Right.
No, I mean, like
have you
instance,
eaten pizza before in your life?
For instance, like, do you watch things like E3? Do you
watch
anything
Okay.
Just the reveals and stuff like that. Right. Like, do you follow any of that at all?
I periodically do. I used to be able to stay off a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But working full-time with three kids with Galactic Comics, and also for anybody that, back to the sports deal, I'm a goalie for ice hockey, which occupies a lot of time. You know, I don't have as much time as I wish I did for everything.
I keep forgetting you do the goalie thing sometimes. But.
Yeah, you got
most of the time.
Most of the time, you got to do that whole thing
like
in front of that
goalie kids comics.
You try to figure out which tier comes first, and usually it's whichever one's screaming the loudest.
Yeah,
that's what I.
Well,
go for.
E3 is coming very soon
in June.
Not very soon. It's in like the next 3 months.
This was the move to E3. Let's discuss. But it was a we're trying to segue.
Yeah, a little bit of a segue. Instead, we just say segue, and then it just goes right over.
And that might have been
that
might have been smoother if we had done that this way. Be honest with you, Dave, because that went nowhere.
Yeah,
really I'm didn't. Like, yeah, no.
We don't mind on the Winter House
Wheel of Fortune's
podcast.
Awesome.
We do exactly what we need to do to get it done. We get relatively excited around this at that time, E3, because
June,
of all the games that come out that we just go fucking apeshit.
We
for.
Just get massive boners.
So. You should finish Last of Us as soon as you can, because they are going to reveal Last of Us 2.
It's really tough.
Not even reveal.
Can I realistically, if it wasn't like built hard drive into my system, I probably would have sold it by now. Because yeah, I disliked it that much. I was that disappointed.
That's crazy.
I know. I know.
Congratulations. But that's okay. You are the one person who doesn't, like
it. You found him. There's one guy out there who didn't like it and you found him. Sorry, that was me. 1%
and everybody hates you.
The story? Yeah, I know. For me, I just alienated everyone. Right now, people are like, fuck that guy.
Yeah. The story is worth the sometimes clunky gameplay.
I can understand. I was following this. The story was incredible. I was following the story. It was great.
Maybe you could just watch the gameplay instead of actually playing.
No, I can see that. I think it'd be worth it. I can see that. Maybe I need to give it another run.
I've done that.
You know, I played my buddy. I have a friend of mine that's a huge gamer. He loves video games. He's been into it for his whole life. And, you know, the first time he brought over Borderlands, I was like,
And then it kind of grew on me.
And he's like, hey, do you want to borrow it? I'm like, yeah, okay, leave it here. You know, and I found myself a night playing it. And before long, we were doing, you know, the Borderlands games at night and getting everybody together to try to beat it a couple times through. And, you know, so maybe I need to go back to Last of Us. Maybe I need to throw it back in there and say,
Last of Us is one of those games that just takes. You don't ever end up liking the combat. You just get used to it.
You just live with it.
Yes.
You just live with it because it's that good.
It's kind of how Tony explained it to me last night. You know?
Am I supposed to explain it again?
Did I say something that was smart?
Was that my cue?
You basically just did.
Yeah.
Like, when you combine the story and the gameplay and, like, the combat mechanic, like, out of a scale of 100, the game ends up being like a 95.
Well, you see, I mean,
but I can it's because see it. The story is like 150, but the combat's like 30 because it's so garbage.
Bad. But I actually, the storyline's like, incredible. The artwork's awesome.
Yeah,
you know, and it's still an almost perfect game.
The gameplay and the combat stuff just
it would have made a good
piss
book.
Me off.
And I'm sure there's a book out there that's probably
close made,
to
there may
even
well
a really, really good movie. The Last of Us would have made.
You mean
real...
The Road? Isn't that what it was called?
Oh my god.
Actually, yes.
Dude,
that's
mean,
very, very similar.
I just sat here and watched two minds get blown right there. I was like, two of them right there.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah. It's because it's a movie that I have seen and it's basically
the same thing.
I read the audiobook first.
You know what's hard is if they went back now to do it with zombies being so much in the market, would it even get noticed? You know,
oh,
I mean,
yeah, it's The Last of Us.
Yeah, I mean, there's probably a huge following on it, but if you look nationwide, it's hard because zombies have been...
But then there'd be
saturated
a certain, there'd be a certain expectation level where people,
that's true.
PS4 and PlayStation lovers would be like, all right, you better fucking do this good or else... Like,
right, we're going to come after you guys. It's going to go nuts. Yeah.
You're going to get the... You're gonna get the soap.
Yeah,
the soap. So they're obviously going to do another reveal of Division 2 because they just came out with that
first-person
shooter kind of thing.
Yep,
kind of over the shoulder, really. Great game. Did you end up playing that yet?
I didn't.
You haven't yet.
No. So it's more third-person over the shoulder
for like $20.
That's a great game. I mean, that's a great price for that game.
Now I've been getting into more third-person over-the-shoulder type action games. Like
over-the-shoulder hand stuff?
Yeah, over-the-shoulder hand stuff, like, you know?
And then, of course, another one I'm extremely excited about because I've been a Destiny fan for a while, Anthem, actually. It's kind of along the same lines is what I feel like.
Well, let's see how bad EA fucks this one up.
Oh. Yeah, they haven't had the best run.
Actually, you know what? Going back to games I need to actually finish, Mass Effect Andromeda. Like,
it's funny how
I don't
hate
myself
the list
that
keeps
much.
Building when you do it. You're like, oh, shit, man. You know what? There's another
literally
one.
Literally fucking everything.
I was so excited for Mass Effect Andromeda. I mean, and this is echoing the sentiment of basically everyone who played the game, except Kelly. I bought it day one, and I was so excited. And then I just... wanted to like it, I guess, so much that
I've done that before.
I forgave a lot of things, and then
after
a while,
how,
the seams kind of started to show, and I'm just like,
right,
I'm all set.
I can't hate you, Mass
didn't
Effect
that kind
Andromeda,
of happen,
but
didn't
I can't
that kind of
love
happen with
you.
You and I to No Man's Sky.
Yeah,
yes,
we're just like, oh my god, I at first loved it, but then I'm just like, I love it when it's over there. Like,
I love the idea of it.
Yeah.
It's great over there.
Yeah.
It should probably stay there.
Never went back to
it. I don't know
when
the last time you played it was, but they...
Dude, long time.
That game is now, like, the game that they actually promised it was going to be. Yeah. And it's really fun now.
And evidently it's doing very well now compared to what it was before.
See, now I'm going to have to get it so that I can actually experience it.
Now. I'm not going to play it.
So you can witness the anger.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's not that bad.
It's fun. It's a great exploration game.
Yeah.
Great.
Very cool.
Very cool. I just wish there was more depth on the planets. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Battlefield 5. Those are the type of games that just keep going over and over and over again.
I don't give a shit about
nobody,
that.
Yeah.
Black Ops 4.
Yeah.
That was the next one.
One of the guys that worked for me. That's the one game he buys a year is Black Ops. Or any of the Call of Duty, whatever the Call of Duty game of the year is. And he comes in, he starts going on about it. And to me, it's like white noise. I'm like, you know, same. They're all the same. You know,
but white noise is way better.
Yeah, it's unshittable.
White noise is actually something you can fall asleep to.
I had the experience where a guy I knew was like, oh, dude, you got to play Call of Duty with me. I'm like, well, which one are you playing? I think it was Ghost at the time. He's like, I got Ghost, and the new one was coming out, so Ghost is going pretty cheap. I'm like, I'll pick it up for the sake of us playing together. You know, so we play online a little bit.
I heard that was garbage. I heard Call of Duty Ghost was garbage.
Ghost, yeah.
You love that game.
The actual storyline of it was the cinematics wasn't bad.
On it too.
Yeah,
the cinematics were really
impressive.
Cool. The only part that I really liked about the whole entire game, besides walking up to see that crater that happened, like the explosion in the crater,
that was crazy shit.
It was crazy.
The crater,
yeah. But was you're inside of a like a football stadium.
Oh yeah,
and then you have the sniper and stuff. That was a fun part. But other than that, I was fine. I mean, only the cinematics though.
I had the moment at GameStop where the guy was like, "Oh, you're getting Ghost? Aren't you stoked for the new one coming out?" And I'm like, "No, it's why I'm just now buying Ghost." Like, no.
Yeah,
it's like
3 years too late. What do you
think? I feel like Call of Duty is almost the point. They're like the sports games. The fact that you know you have that collection, it runs out, buys it now,
annual brand release.
New. You gotta have it.
Speaking of sports,
why? Because I mean. Next week it will be on the dollar bin.
I own Black Ops 3 because it came with like my edition of the PS4.
And right.
I installed it once. I played one multiplayer game, died 40 times, and then I'm like, oh, nope.
Man. Yeah, fuck this.
So FIFA and Madden are releasing FIFA. Is it FIFA?
I don't know. FIFA.
And Madden are re-releasing the original FIFA and Madden. They're calling them FIFA 19 and Madden 19.
Whatever.
Wow.
The same exact game it's always been, and it's never really... Yeah, it's stupid. Yeah. Nobody cares about that. And then there goes your Smash Bros. And stuff like that. Octopath Traveler is kind of like a small... I think it's kind of like a relatively small game that nobody really knows about. But it's an RPG that they're finally making on the Switch that looks like it might do well. And then the last one, Crackdown 3, which I'll take it. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy it.
Crackdown 3?
Yeah. I'm going to buy it.
Anyway, Kelly. did you hear about the Dark Souls amiibo that's coming out?
I did.
I'm so excited about that.
Oh, yeah. It's the what's the guy's name?
Solaire.
You're going to collect that one?
Store. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a big collector, but I'll get that.
Yeah.
I'm the resident Dark Souls fan.
It's the
one that does the funny dance.
Yep.
It's a desk ornament for you, basically.
You should try Dark Souls.
Really? All right.
Yeah.
So sell me on Dark Souls.
Do you hate yourself?
Doesn't everyone?
Do you despise the ground that you walk on? Have you ever wanted
to despise? Do you like games that you take?
Crushingly, unforgivingly difficult?
Oh, so much. Yeah,
to make you so incredibly angry that you would jump into a pit of needles
or acid.
Or acid, because I
broke two controllers playing Dark Souls.
That's anger.
It's infuriating.
That is anger.
And it is built to be infuriating. Yeah. And I witnessed this all the time.
It's a gameplay mechanic in Dark Souls. Like, you just are supposed to die a lot.
It's going
to
happen.
It teaches you lessons and teaches you about how things work.
It teaches you patience. And the original creators for the console are like, you guys want to sell more controllers? Because we've got this right now.
That's why controllers are $65.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, well, you know
it's
what?
A huge racket.
we got this. We've got Dark Souls, and you guys are about to get more controller purchases. So Best Buy's like, woo!
It's, I've only played it for a split second. I'm not a fan of them, but I like watching other people play it because of the anger.
You can see it.
The entertainment value
the
get
red
is,
face.
It's the
not
only
to mention,
game.
The controller clutching.
You might actually want to try. You have a PS4, right?
I have the PS4.
Do you have a PlayStation Plus?
I did, yeah. And I need to get mine updated again, which is bad because as my current employer. We even get a discount for PlayStation Plus, and I still let my lag.
Shame what on the
me.
Fuck?
Yeah.
You got any openings?
Little
front
pop.
Counter? Let me know.
Yeah, I just missed out, but you just missed out. But if we can get you in,
that's what I heard.
Yeah,
somebody told me you had a position open that
I heard a rumor of one.
Excuse
me. Do you know what this part is? I'm sorry. I'm just here for the PlayStation.
I'm just here for the PlayStation Plus membership deal.
That's awesome. What a random thing.
I know.
A company,
random, right? Random. That was a hell of a find.
So it's like
10% off or something?
Yeah, I think it's like 20. I think it's like 20% off. Shit. Yeah, it's like 20 off.
If you get it updated like this month,
you get Bloodborne.
Bloodborne is free on PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, and that was a great part of PlayStation Plus. So I did enjoy was the free games on them because hey, it's why not? Sick. I
mean, I've been collecting them, those free games for 7 years now. I think it's been 7 years.
How big is the memory of your console?
Mine?
Yeah,
he doesn't have them all downloaded.
I have a terabyte, but I don't have them all downloaded.
Oh, okay. I thought somewhere in this house we were going to have like this giant bank of memories. Like, these are all PlayStation 4 games I've downloaded and played yet.
No, we have...
you just walk into this fucking like gigantic memory room.
Right, right. Just, like, looks like old school 80s movies of like what computers look like.
I wonder if you can there's build film a spinning server and shit.
Yeah.
That acts as a FAT32 to transfer games onto. I wonder if that's a thing. Anyway, but you can have external hard Google drives. Search. So you could take like a 16 terabyte, have like a million 16 terabyte, and each one is a game.
Right.
How fucking sure. crazy would that
be? Insane.
You walk into someone's room and it's just like thumb drives just hanging from the walls with little tags on them. Why are there like a million? Yeah.
That'd be funny. I want to play Uncharted Dark Souls 2. 3.
That'd be so weird. But yeah, no, I don't have them all downloaded, but it stays in a library.
You just keep it in the library.
And as
keep
long as you have your PS Plus, you can actually
you keep
get,
them.
Yeah. Right. I have more. I've almost hit them more for PS4 now than I do PS3, but PS3 is loaded.
No doubt.
Dude, so like, many. Since I've had my PlayStation Now, I've acquired like eight games for free.
Yeah, you need to update yours to a little bit longer, though. Over a year.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you had like 3 months or something like that.
Yeah. It'll tell me when I'm about to run out.
But the good thing is, like, when you get close to the holidays, like, you can find like a PlayStation Plus year long membership for like $38, $40
sale where I can like crazy.
They start nailing this huge deal up.
Yeah, I want to get a year deal for $40. That's what I want.
Starting March 2019, they're increasing the price of PlayStation Plus.
I'm excited about that. I can't wait.
And they're gonna stop having PS3 and Vita games.
So you're gonna still have your 20% off. Like, so it'll be 60 game? When you start, because that's what I pay now.
It's just gonna be
look,
PS4
I can see what I have coming towards me.
Yes, they're not doing PS3 or Vita.
At that point, there would be a lot of good AAA games they could get for free. So
yeah, I know, right?
Yeah.
Hopefully, the quality of games
stays
is
as high
better.
Do we know? Well, do we know what price it was going up to? I don't think I looked.
I don't know, like $10. I don't know.
I hope it's $10 and not like $100. But I have been very tempted to do PlayStation Now. Because of the amount of games that are on that at the moment. There's also a flash sale going
on. Even with PlayStation
Plus,
like, the quality of games they give compared to Xbox's service is phenomenal. Like,
So, Ariel just texted me. She just said that a kid got hit by a car in the Best Buy parking lot.
Today?
Is he okay?
I don't know. She literally just texted me that.
Oh, so, breaking news to you guys in Bangor, a kid just got
don't
hit
go
by,
to Best
yeah,
Buy.
Don't go to Best Buy in Bangor right now.
War zone over there.
That's too bad. I hope the kid's okay.
Potholes and kids getting hit by cars.
I can't imagine it was too bad, but
yeah.
I mean, if it was,
yeah,
I really
the cars will move fast. He's okay. Yeah.
So, Galactic Comics and Collectibles. You're going to start up a website real soon.
GalacticComicsandCollectibles.com is coming.
How, like, right now, how do they, does anyone contact you for?
So I can be reached, feel free to contact me. My phone number is right on my Facebook page at 659-1161. Talking all the time, it is hard, isn't it?
It is.
And I'm also on Facebook at Galactic Comics and Collectibles. And if you type that in, it will come
right
up.
Hey, you should create an Instagram. That'd be a great way to showcase if some of the
products. And one of my buyers did say that. Like, man, you got an
Instagram
going, so I got to work on that. I want to build a community page,
too. Hold
on,
I
got
to call the Galactic Comics guy.
Oh, hey, my phone's ringing.
Let's see what he says.
Thank you for calling Galactic Comics and Collectibles.
Yeah, is this Pete's Dildo Emporium?
No, let me get you, that's actually the guy named Dave that runs that. Yeah, oh. Pete was his lover. I'll get you his number, hang on.
All right, I heard he was the guy to talk to. That was a fun bit.
All right, so, guys, go on Facebook, find Galactic Comics and Collectibles. Share his stuff, like his stuff, buy his stuff.
It
buy
actually
stuff.
Sounds like you're support in the it, you're it. In the same boat as us, where the release date for your website is real, real soon, we promise.
Coming soon. Absolutely. It's unbelievable. Every time I said, oh, okay, building a website will be easy, and I got my buddy of mine that's he's getting into it for school. So he's
Pat's
like, man, I need
back.
A project. He's like, can
it's
I build
not.
It's funny how stoked he was. He's like, I get this message one night, he's like, can I build your website? I'm like, fuck yeah, I can build my website.
Of course you can build
my... You can build my website.
Does
does
he want another one? Wait, wait.
I'll move it on next.
Does he want three more?
As soon as he finishes mine, he's on to your guys, I promise. Dude, you Danny, let me know. I'm selling you out, buddy.
Is one of those our Overwatch one?
You want four more?
Four more. It keeps building.
We can't announce that
I've
yet.
I've got work. No. I got work going for this guy.
Cat's not out of the bag yet.
Dude, I'm telling you, we have the Winterhouse Gaming one that we need to do. We need to do the Pine State Con and BCTC one. Yep. And then we have a secret project.
And I'll be on Pine State Con.
That we are not
going to
tell anybody until it happens because it's hilarious. And the end.
We'll tell you
we
once we're done.
Over our heads. Yeah. That's what I can tell you.
Okay. So
it doesn't take much because I got to tell you, website building, I sat there with Danny and he's doing all this and I'm watching him. And I don't know, you guys probably don't have a point of sale system. You start adding an inventory and point of sale and it makes it even a bigger bitch. And he's going, yeah, we can do this. And he's like, oh, wait.
Well, I mean, just, I don't know. Dave's a pretty big bitch.
This is true.
We do a square.
Yeah, we have a square. You drop square in and you start dropping in PayPal. Yeah. You start dropping in. You know, I never thought inventory-wise how hard that is. Because most of my stuff doing vintage right now, you know, I don't have 500 issues. I've got one, two, or three of a lot of it.
The funny thing is our biggest revenue stream right now, and it's not even that big, I think right now, is Twitch.
Twitch?
Yes.
And we're not even made that much on it.
So, no, I mean, until we start doing more of these expos and conventions, I've been
someone cheered $15, but it was Dave.
It was Dave.
Just to let you guys know, as of right now for this podcast, we made 70 cents. Yeah.
All right.
The Dabalicious Dab. Okay.
But yeah, so Galactic Comics and Collectibles.
That's hard to say real fast.
It's really hard to say. I apologize. It's hard to say fast.
Galactic Comics and Collectibles.
And Galactic Gabba Comics Gabba. And Collectibles.com. Save it when it gets made up because GCC. You don't want to type that shit in over and over again.
Yeah.
Hashtag GCC.
GCC.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That sounds like AT&T.
Right, right.
So, I don't know if you want to.
Get sued for that, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thanks
thank you very much
guys.
For anybody watching.
I'm going to be on Twitch. I'm going
to
be streaming all day.
Get to the Pine State Con.
Pretty much. So
watch Tony.
Stay on Twitch if you're
be
watching.
Naked.
Don't forget, Pine State Con.
Kickstarter.
Okay, we're good. All right, love you guys. See you later. I got to hit the button now.
Push the button.
I'm pushing the button.
The other button.